In the Dillingham post office last month, I overheard a woman tell a friend that the best thing about the new Subway restaurant in town was its similarity to every other Subway. I couldn't help myself. Even though she wasn't talking to me, I had to ask, why is that the best thing about it? Doesn't that mean it's nothing special? No, she said. Since all Subways look the same inside, when I sit in there, I can pretend I'm anywhere I want to be that has a Subway. It's like a fantasy that lasts as long as I'm eating. But eventually you have to step outside, I argued. Eventually you're right back in Dillingham. Until then, she said with a smile, I can travel the world. Comfort of the familiar, I guess. I was reminded of the time in the early 1980s when I toured Ireland with a college friend of mine. One day, as we were driving around the country, we found a Burger King, and she wanted to go inside for lunch. Although Ireland wasn't known for fine cuisine, I hadn't flown halfway around the world for a Whopper with fries. I could eat that in Anchorage. I suggested we amble down the street to a pub, order a meat and cheese sandwich, and sample a pint of Guinness with the locals. Many people are attracted to a restaurant by knowing exactly what they're going to be eating. No guessing games. From Alaska to El Paso, a Big Mac is a Big Mac is a Big Mac. Such sentiment explains why a fuss was created back in the 1970s when the first fast food restaurant, a Dairy Queen in Kenai, came to the central Kenai Peninsula. Local newspapers trumpeted the event, and folks familiar with DQ burgers and Dilly bars lined up out the door into the parking lot. Before moving to Dillingham, I'd been told to expect few public dining options. One longtime resident said that 3 or 4 restaurants would be open during the busy summer months, but only 1 or 2 throughout the torpor of the winter. Most Dillinghamers, it seems, are content to stay home in winter and feast on their subsistence bounty, with occasional trips to the grocery stores, making it difficult for restaurants to survive financially. On my first day in town, my girlfriend and I split a pizza at Mamma Mia's, which was then in the old Windmill Grill, moved later to the Thai Inn, and then returned to the Windmill Grill before going out of business. Later that fall, we consumed a pair of giant, tasty calzones at the Bristol Eagle, the former Chinese Eagle that is now the wonderful Spruce Kitchen. We have also eaten at the Twin Dragon and the Bayside Diner, which has been open more days of the year than any other dining establishment in town. Soon, we've been told, there will be a true fine dining establishment, the Rack, the dream of a local entrepreneur, who informed me this summer that he was almost ready to open. Just a few weeks, he said. Another friend of mine said he'd told her the same thing a year ago. I ate at Subway on the second day it was open. At a table in the back, I sank my teeth into a foot-long turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Italian herb and cheese bread. It tasted just the way it had in the Subway in Soldotna, same as the Subway in Kenai. And I imagined that I could be anywhere in the world.